EMG Foundation, Robert Knowles, KLOWLES, patient state of birth is 6/3/1983, date of birth is 1/21/2013. Send a copy of this report to Caroline Montgomery, MONTOGOMERY, PAC, Physician Assistant Certified, Carolyn, CAROLYN. Patient's date of birth 6/3/1983, date of visit 1/21/2013. Clinical information, the patient is 29 years old, right hand dominant Caucasian man who has had pain and stiffness of both hands for quite some time. He has that cracking and grinding sensation in both hands. He has not a numbness in both hands, however, he has a weakness of both hands. He has a bilateral shoulder pain. He has also neck pain off and on. He has been taking Motrin and Narcopyrin. He works as a fireman and also does roofing and other odd jobs. But next paragraph, examination. He had normal muscle tone, bulk, and strength in both upper extremities. Musculature sequences were normal. No definite sensory deficits are appreciated. He had some arthritic, he had some cracking joints of both hands. With repeated movements, but he did not have any erythema swelling or other acute inflammatory signs of any joints. He did not have any active synovitis. Cerebral pulses were present. There was no cyanosis. He had tenderness, palpation, cervical area, decreased mobility. He had some tenderness in the interscapular region also. Next paragraph, nerve conduction study, median ulnar radial nerve tested in each upper extremity. Median distal motor latency was 4.3 milliseconds on the left side and 4.2 milliseconds on the right side. Median motor amplitudes were normal. Median motor conduction velocity 54 meters per second on the left side and 55 meters per second on the right side. Ulnar motor latencies, amplitude connection velocities were within normal limits. The median and ulnar effort latencies were normal. Median sensory latency was 3.7 milliseconds on the left side and 3.9 milliseconds on the right side. Ulnar radial sensory responses were normal. Next round, electromyographic muscles were tested in each upper extremity along with paracetamol. Cervical muscles, as mentioned in detail separately, motor morphology, recruitment, and interference pattern were normal. No normal spontaneous activity was observed. Incisional activity was normal. Examination of paracetamol cervical muscles did not show any significant denervation changes. But next paragraph, impression, this study showed evidence for mild bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome without denervation changes, but there was no convincing evidence of significant ulnar neuropathy, there was no evidence of cervical radiculopathy. But next paragraph, recommendations, the patient will try respirators for mild bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, but he will have some screening blood tests, he will continue Motrin and Narco as needed. He'll be placed on low-dose Lyrica. Third, he'll return to his office as needed. Third, end of quote.